Welcome to Zichu Dav Siman Ram Goldar and today Masechas Kedushin Daf Gimel. The first parak Isha Niknes. The Zichu Masechas Kedushin program has been generously sponsored as a schutz for Chazakas Torah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number the Gemara asks what the number of the Mishnah three ways excludes from affecting Kedushin. It initially answers that it excludes chuppah, but the Gemara asks that according to Rav Huna, who holds that chuppah is an effective method for Kedushin, what then is excluded? The Gemara answers it excludes chalifin, exchange, a kinyan of an exchange of items affected through receiving one of them, and explains since money for Kedushin is derived from land acquisitions, kicha kicha Mr. Ephron, one might have thought that just as a field can be acquired through chalifin, Kedushin can also be affected through chalifin. The reason that chalifin does not actually affect Kedushin is chalifin is now bepachas mishava pruta. Chalifin can be accomplished with an item less than a pruta's value. Misha bepachas mishava pruta mokanya nafsha, and a woman does not give herself over for less than a pruta's value. Rashi explains that this would be the meaning. Therefore, chalifin can never affect Kedushin even if he gives an item of higher value. Pointing to the Mishnah taught that money can affect Kedushin. Another Mishnah states, Av zaka bebito bekedusheh. A father's rights to his daughter's Kedushin because of b'shtar u'bebiyah regarding money, ashtar, and relations, meaning he retains money paid for her Kedushin and controls Kedushin made through ashtar or relations. The Gemara asks, Menon de mekanya bekesef ekesef de avuho. From where do we know that she can be acquired with money, and that the money is her father's? But Yudah quotes Rav, who darshan a pasuk regarding a Jewish maidservant who becomes a nara. V'yatza chinam ein kasef, and she should go out for free, there is no money given. This implies ein kesef adon zeh, no money is given to this master, aval yesh kesef adon acher, but there is money given to another master, umanihu ab, and who is that? It's the father. The Gemara questions how we can derive that the money is the father's and not hers, and ultimately explains Mistravid Dichika Mamait. It's reasonable that when the Pasuk excludes, meaning it distinguishes Kedushin from going free, Yitzit Kavasik Mamait, it excludes a departure similar to a maidservant's. That is, in contrast to a maidservant leaving her master, where her master receives no money, when a Nara leaves the father's domain through Kedushin, the father, being the master of the domain, does receive money. And pointing with you, when the Gemara had to ask that the Na'ar should retain her Kedushin money when she accepts Kedushin, it initially answered regarding a father's right to annul his daughter's Nadarim, the Pasuk says, B'nu'ra be'savia, while she is a Na'ar in her father's house, teaching, Kol shevach nu'urim la'avia, all benefits of the Na'ar stage belong to her father. This apparently proves that the father retains Kedushin money as well. However, the Gemara proves that this cannot be. Rav explained the source that all Anara's earnings belong to her father based on a pasuk, v'ki yimkor isha's bito la'ama, when a man shall sell his daughter as a maidservant, which implies a comparison between the two. Ma'ama masa yadeh la'araba, just as a maidservant, her earnings belong to her master. Abbas nami masa yadeh la'avia, so too, regarding a daughter, her earnings belong to her father. From the fact that Rav required a source and cannot derive it from Kol shevach ne'urim la'avia, it proves that the pasuk refers only to his nadarim rights. Rights to Kedushin money cannot be derived from nadarim rights because mamona mi'isura lo yalfinan. Monetary law cannot be derived from prohibitory law. So once again, the three points are number one. The Gemara asks, what the number of the Mishnah, three ways, excludes from affecting Kedushin? It initially answers that it excludes chuppah, but the Gemara asks that according to Rav Huna, who holds that chuppah is an effective method for Kedushin, what then is excluded? The Gemara answers it excludes chalifin, exchange, a kinyan of an exchange of items affected through receiving one of them, and explains since money for Kedushin is derived from land acquisitions, kicha kicha Mr. Ephron, one might have thought that just as a field can be acquired through chalifin, Kedushin can also be affected through chalifin. The reason that chalifin does not actually affect Kedushin is chalifin is now bepachas mishava pruta. Chalifin can be accomplished with an item less than a pruta's value. Misha bepachas mishava pruta mokanya nafsha, and a woman does not give herself over for less than a pruta's value. Rashi explains that this would be the meaning. Therefore, chalifin can never affect Kedushin even if he gives an item of higher value. Pointing to the Mishnah taught that money can affect Kedushin. Another Mishnah states, Av zaka bebito bekedusheh. A father's rights to his daughter's Kedushin because of b'shtar u'bebiyah regarding money, ashtar, and relations, meaning he retains money paid for her Kedushin and controls Kedushin made through ashtar or relations. The Gemara asks, Menon de mekanya bekesef ekesef de avuho. From where do we know that she can be acquired with money, and that the money is her father's? But Yudah quotes Rav, who darshan a pasuk regarding a Jewish maidservant who becomes a nara. V'yatza chinam ein kasef, and she should go out for free, there is no money given. This implies ein kesef adon zeh, no money is given to this master, aval yesh kesef adon acher, but there is money given to another master, umanihu ab, and who is that? It's the father. The Gemara questions how we can derive that the money is the father's and not hers, and ultimately explains, Mistrabi dechika mamait, it's reasonable that when the pasuk excludes, meaning it distinguishes kedushin from going free, yitzit kevasik mamait, it excludes a departure similar to a maidservant's. That is, in contrast to a maidservant leaving her master, where her master receives no money, when a nara leaves the father's domain through kedushin, the father, being the master of the domain, does receive money. And pointing with you, when the Gemara had to ask that the Na'ar should retain her Kedushin money when she accepts Kedushin, it initially answered regarding a father's right to annul his daughter's Nadarim. The Pasuk says, B'nu'ra be'savia, while she is a Na'ar in her father's house, teaching, Kol shevach nu'urim la'avia, all benefits of the Na'ar stage belong to her father. This apparently proves that the father retains Kedushin money as well. However, the Gemara proves that this cannot be. Rav explained the source that all Anara's earnings belong to her father based on a pasuk, v'kiyim kor isha's bito la'ama, when a man shall sell his daughter as a maidservant, which implies a comparison between the two. Ma'ama masa yadeh la'araba, just as a maidservant, her earnings belong to her master. Abbas nami masa yadeh la'avia, so too, regarding a daughter, her earnings belong to her father. From the fact that Rav required a source and cannot derive it from Kol shevach nu'urim la'avia, it proves that the pasuk refers only to his nadarim rights. Rights to kedushin money cannot be derived from nadarim rights because mamona mi'isura lo yalfinan, monetary law cannot be derived from prohibitory law. All right, so now we go to our siman daf gimel, and our standard siman is a gamal, a camel. So here goes. The chassan riding a diamond-studded camel, who failed miserably trying to be Mekadosh his kala by doing chalifin, saw his future shver standing there annoyed with his hand open and waiting to receive his daughter's kesef kedushin, reminding him he's just like the master in the crowd who gets to keep his maidservant's earnings. Once again, slow motion. The chassan riding a diamond-studded camel, that must mean we're on daf gimel. The chassan riding a diamond-studded camel who failed miserably, trying to be Mekadosh his kala by doing chalifin, which reminds us, the Gemara says that the number 3 in the Mishnah is coming to exclude, according to Rav Huna, chalifin as a form of kedushin. The reason that chalifin does not actually affect kedushin is, chalifin is now bepachas meshava pruta. Chalifin can be accomplished with an item less than a pruta's value. V'isha bepachas meshava pruta makanya nafsha. And a woman does not give herself over for less than a pruta's value. Rashi explains that this would be dumb meaning. Therefore, chalifin can never affect kedushin, even if he gives an item of higher value. So the chassan riding a diamond-studded camel who failed miserably, trying to mekadosh his kala by doing chalifin, saw his future shver standing there annoyed with his hand open and waiting to receive his daughter's kesef kedushin. Which reminds us, the Gemara is how we know that a father gets to keep his daughter's kedushin money. Rav Yehuda quotes Rav, who darshan a pasuk regarding a Jewish maidservant who becomes a nara, v'yotza chinam ein kasef, and she shall go out for free, there is no money given. This implies, ein kesef adon zeh, no money is given to this master, aval yesh kesef adon acher, but there is money given to another master, and who's that? The father. So the chassan riding a diamond-studded camel who failed miserably, trying to be Mekadosh his kala by doing chalifin, saw his future shver standing there annoyed with his hand open and waiting to receive his daughter's kesef kedushin, reminding him he's just like the master in the crowd who gets to keep his maidservant's earnings. Which reminds us, Rav explained the source that all Anara's earnings belong to her father based on a pasuk, v'kiyim kor ish es bito la'ama, when a man shall sell his daughter as a maidservant, which implies a comparison between the two. Ma'ama masa yadeh la'rabah, just as a maidservant, her earnings belong to her master. Abbas nami masa yadeh la'avia, so too regarding a daughter, her earnings belong to her father. So once again, the chassan riding a diamond-studded camel who failed miserably, trying to be Mekadosh's kala by doing chalifin, saw his future shver standing there annoyed with his hand open and waiting to receive his daughter's kesef kedushin, reminding him he's just like the master in the crowd who gets to keep his maidservant's earnings. All right, so now it's time for 4 Blah Blah Chazara. Da Peches. So the simon Da Peches is a garbage can or a dustbin. So here goes. The old green garbage cans with Venoshantum 852 written on them, which reminds us, the Gemara addresses what's the meaning of the pasuk that teaches that Hashem is righteous because he hastens to bring the galus. Ula explains it's because he preempted the numerical value of Noshantum 852 by 2 years. Remaining in Eretz Yisrael until then would have fulfilled the pasuk of Venoshantum, you will have remained long, about which it concludes, you will be completely destroyed quickly from the land. So the old green garbage cans with Venoshantum 852 written on them were used to beat a husband to force him to give a get, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, get mu'usa, a get obtained by forcing the husband to authorize it. Bisrael kasha, if it was forced by a Jewish court, the get is valid. Uba ovde kochavim pasul, but if it was forced by a court of idolaters, it's invalid. Uba ovde kochavim choptin oso va'omim lo. But even idolaters may beat him and tell him, do what the Jewish court is telling you, because they're merely representing the Jewish court. So the old green garbage cans with Vinoshantim 852 written on them were used to beat a husband to force him to give a get by a Beis Din in Bavel who said they were carrying out the shlichus of the ordained judges of Eretz Yisrael, which reminds us, Abaye once found Rabbi Yosef forcing someone to issue a get. He asked, but we're hediotas, we're commoners, meaning we lack smicha, and Rabbi Tarfon taught in a brisa, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to place the judgments lifnehem, before them, it teaches below lifnei hediotas, and not before commoners, disqualifying the unordained from actions requiring legitimate judges. Rabbi Yosef answered, Anan shulchu sayu kavdinen, we're carrying out the shlichus of the ordained judges of Eretz Yisrael, just as we do in monetary disputes involving hodas v'halvas, admissions, or loans. Daf Pei Tes, and the Siman Daf Pei Tes is a chalon pot. So here goes. The witnesses who testified that they heard a rumor that a certain unmarried woman was mekudeshes with a green chalon pot, that must mean we're on Daf Pei Tes. The witnesses who testified that they heard a rumor that a certain unmarried woman was mekudeshes with a green chalon pot, which reminds the Gemara discusses various rumors of marriage or if a woman had relations, what is the din? So the witnesses who testified that they heard a rumor that a certain unmarried woman was mekudeshes with a green chalon pot, but then provided an amasla that it was rumored that the man threw it and it landed closer to him, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that a rumor which is accompanied by an amasla, a mitigating factor, may be disregarded. An example would be rumors that a man threw money or a shtar for kedushin towards a woman, and it's unknown if it reached closer to her. Rav Yochanan holds the amasla must accompany the original rumor, disagreeing with Rabbi Baruch Hanan, who said that an amasla is effective even if it surfaces 10 days after the rumor. Later, Rav Zvid said, where there's a basis for a mitigating factor, we consider the mitigating factor even if it was not reported, and we disregard the rumor. So, the witnesses who testified that they heard a rumor that a certain unmarried woman was mekudeshes with a green chalon pot, but then provided an amasla that it was rumored that the man threw it and it landed closer to him, shared that they saw a woman rumored to have accepted kedushin from one man actually accept kedushin with a green chalon pot from a second man, which reminds us that Shmuel was asked if a rumor circulated that a woman accepted kedushin from one man and another man came and married her with a biblical kedushin, what is the halacha? He responded, Teitzei, she must leave the second husband until she receives a get from the first, and you should determine the truth of the rumor and notify me of your conclusion. The Gemara explains what he meant. Dav Tzadi. So the Simur Dav Tzadi is a tzedakah box. So here goes. The man who divorced his wife because she burned his dinner while she was putting money in the green tzedakah box, that must mean we're on Dav Tzadi. The man who divorced his wife because she burned his dinner while she was putting money in the green tzedakah box, which reminds us of Malchus on what grounds one may divorce his wife. Beis Shammai says, "Well, Yigarsh Adam as Ishto, a man may not divorce his wife, Ela Imken Matzba Dvar Erva, unless he found in her a matter of adultery." Beis Hillel says, "Afil Hikdicha Tavshilo, even if she merely burned his dish." Rabbi Kiva says, "Afil Matzah Acheres Nahe Hamena, even if he merely found another woman more attractive than she." So the man who divorced his wife because she burned his dinner while she was putting money in the green tzedakah box and ended up marrying a wicked woman who was divorced from her first marriage because of adultery, which reminds us, the man who marries a divorcee who was divorced because of adultery is called an isha acher in the pasuk, a different man, because this first husband removed a wicked woman from his house where he divorced because of adultery, and the second husband brought a wicked woman into his house. So the man who divorced his wife because she burned his dinner while she was putting money in the green tzedakah box and ended up marrying a wicked woman who was divorced from her first marriage because of adultery didn't notice that the painting on the mizbech in his dining room depicted the mizbech shedding tears over the divorce of his first wife, which reminds me, more teaches anyone who divorces his first wife, afil mizbech morida lav dmaos, even the mizbech sheds tears on his account. Daf Beis. So the Simur Daf Beis is a bias. So here goes. In front of the diamond-studded kedushin house, that must be more Daf Beis, bias. In front of the diamond-studded kedushin house, where there was a coin and shtar hanging on the yichud room door, which reminds us, the opening mission discusses the methods through which a woman becomes acquired and acquires herself. She's acquired through kesef shtar and bia. So in front of the diamond-studded kedushin house, where there was a coin and shtar hanging on the yichud room door, was a cemetery with a pricey plot selling for 400 shekel, which reminds us, the Gemara wonders why the Mishnah uses the expression ha'isha niknes, a woman is acquired, whereas the first Mishnah, the second parak says, ish mekadish, a man marries, and answers, mishum the kabaylo misne kes, because it wants to mention money as a kedushin method. That money can affect kedushin can be derived from a gezer shava of kicha kicha miste Ephron. The words kicha kicha learned from the field of Ephron. Regarding kedushin, it says, ki yikach ish isha, when a man will take a wife. And regarding purchasing Ephron's field, Avram said, nasati kesev asada kach mimeni, I have given the money of the field, take it from me. The Gemara then demonstrates that kicha, taking, is referred to as a kinyan, acquiring. So, in front of the diamond-studded kedushin house, where there was a coin and shtar hanging on the yichud room door, was a cemetery with a pricey plot selling for 400 shekel, where a young man was walking on his way, looking for a wife. and his lost object, which reminds us, the Gemara brings two explanations for why the Mishnah wanted to use the word derech in the Mishnah. The second one being that the Tanna is Rabbi Shimon, who explained why the Torah describes marriage with ki yikach ish isha, when a man will take a woman, and not ki yisul akach isha le'ish, when a woman shall be taken by a man, b'fnei shadarch shal ish l'chazer al isha, because it's the way of a man to pursue a woman for marriage, b'in darch shal ish l'chazer al ish, but it's not the way of a woman to pursue a man. Mashal adam sha'avdu l'aveda, this is analogous to a man who lost an item, mi chozer al mi, who searches after whom? So the owner of the lost item searches after his item. Therefore, a man searches for a woman who was created from his bone. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff did we learn that if five men wrote a common text in a single get with witnesses signed below, all the getin are valid? That's on daf. Pei Zayin. Good number two, which stuff did we learn that money can affect kedushin from the gezerah shava of kicha kicha mistei Ephron? That's on daf. Bays and Kedushin. Good. Number three. Which stuff do you learn the source that a father receives his daughter's Kedushin money? That's on Dav. Gimel and Kedushin. Good. Number four. Which stuff do you learn that anyone who divorces his first wife, even the Mizbech, sheds tears? That's on Dav. Tzadik. Good. Number five. Which stuff do you learn the three ways that a woman is acquired is with Kesef Shtar or Bia? That's on Dav. Bays and Kedushin. Good. Number six. Which of the one about a get mu'usa, that a get obtained by forcing the husband to give it is valid if it was forced by Beis Din? That's on Dav. Peches. Good. Number seven. Which of the one from the pasuk that just as a maidservant's earnings belong to a master, so to a daughter's earnings belong to her father? That's on Dav. Gimon Kedushin. Good. Number eight. Which of the we discussed two getin written side by side with Hebrew and Greek signatures running under both? That's on Dav. Hey Zion. Good. Number nine. Which of the one, according to Rav Huna, the number three in the Mishnah is coming to exclude Chalifin as a method for Kedushin? That's on Duff. Gimel and Kedushin. Good. And number 10. Which of the one, the man who marries a divorcee who was divorced because of adultery is called an Ish Acher, a different man? That's on Duff. Tzadi. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.